Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And we're here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. That still astounds me. Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And I have it in my spirit from the Word of God that we are working towards now to this becoming a university. But right now, it is an accredited Bible college. Yes. Praise God. That's good, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And we have found out that it is impossible to please God without faith. Yes. Impossible, Hebrews 11 says. Romans chapter 4. Well, verse 13, for the promise, when you see that, you know it's blood-backed. The promise. The blood-backed promise. It was backed by first the blood of animals, then the blood through circumcision, and then through the blood of Jesus. The sinless blood of Jesus, who spent 3 days and 3 nights in hell so that you and I don't have to go. My God. He suffered more than any man before and more than any man after. Whew. Verse 16, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him, alike him, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth though things would be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it is not written for his sake alone that it was imputed unto him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Now, the book of Galatians. Chapter 3. Verse 9. For they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as by many as are one of the works of the law are under the curse are written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. But they're written in the book of the law, written, blood-backed promises, written, it is written. Jesus said to the devil, it is written, it is written, it is written. It is written, glory to God, we can do the same thing. Yes. It is written. Verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident for the just shall live by faith. For the law is not of faith, but the man that does them must live by them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen. Now, I am sad to say that Christian people don't know that we're redeemed from the curse of the law because they don't know what the curse of the law is. And pastors that preach the curse. Well, God, I heard the man. I was personally there. I could tell you his name. I won't. He said, God will break your leg and heal it just to prove to you that he can heal it. No, he doesn't have to prove anything to me. It is written. Whether I believe it or not, he didn't have to prove anything to me. He does not have to prove his divinity. The book declares his divinity. He is divinely my Lord and my Savior. I know the day. The second day of November, about 8 o'clock in the evening, in North Little Rock, Arkansas, he arrested me and said, Kenneth, if you do get right with me, you headed to a devil's hell. I heard it in my spirit. I said, I know it. What do I do now? I heard my Sunday school teacher's voice from the University Baptist Church in Abilene, Texas. Wow. Mrs. Taggart. She was a widow woman. And in a Baptist church, they promote you just like school. And some of us boys went to Sunday school superintendent and told him, if you promote Mrs. Taggart away from us, there's some of us just not coming back anymore. And he said, well, all right. I heard her, boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And I said, that's old lady Taggart. So she's in heaven, but she got the credit for winning me to the Lord. You have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. I thought, well, that sounds just as dumb as it did the first time I said it, but here goes. Jesus, come into my heart. And for about 30 or 40 seconds, I couldn't close my mouth. And profanity was gone from that day until this. I became a new creature. Yes. I never heard of a new creature. Hallelujah. I didn't know I was one. I found it out that day. Yes. And the Lord knew it. He had to give me tangible evidence. Well, then Gloria, you know, I was raised in a Baptist church. She's raised in the Church of Christ. We just didn't talk about it. I thought, how am I going to tell Gloria? Now she waited up for me. I said, Gloria, what if I were to talk for God or give my testimony? She said, hallelujah. I said, hello, what? Well, she said, 2 weeks ago, I read the Bible that your mother sent you that you never read. That said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And I certainly do need some things. And I just said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. That is November 62. 1963. Both of us baptized in the Holy Ghost. Still didn't know anything. But then 1967, it changed our world forever. Amen. I was 30 and she was 25 when we married. And then, no, I was 20, I was 25, she was 20 when we married. But when we started at ORU, I was 30 and she was 25. We started this ministry together. Praise God. Now, I pointed that out to point this out. We learned together that we had been redeemed from the curse of the law. In Deuteronomy 27, 28, 29, and 30. We learned that from Brother Hagin. But we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Jesus being made a curse for us. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile, that the blessing of Abraham might come on us through Christ Jesus. Yes. My note down here is Deuteronomy 28, 61. Praise God. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Yes. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet it can, if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto. Well, you just read on down. Verse 26, for you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, or if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Glory to God. And the Bible said God made Abram very rich. Yes. Abraham very rich indeed. Gloria and I never did try to get rich. We just believe we redeemed from the curse of the law. And it happened a little at a time. What does rich mean? More than enough to do what you're called to do. For he is the Elohim God. Amen.
Amen.
And our home. Now, she started out with magazines, Southern Living, Architecture's Ideas. I said, Glo, just cut out the pictures and put them in a folder, because those magazines get heavy in the airplane. So she did that. And then she just unrolled this and go to work on it and move things around. Then she got some graph paper and she moved some things around on that. And she said, Count, this house is getting big. I said, well, it's a dream. Dream on, girl. And so finally she said, well, I need to know whether it's God's will to build this or not. And if it isn't, I've enjoyed the 30 years I've spent fooling with it. And she said, we have a nice home now. And we did. And so I said, well, you know, we'll go pray. So we went to our prayer cabin. And the weekend, got up the next morning, Sunday morning, and I had it in my spirit. I said, Gloria, the Lord instructed me to turn to the 54th chapter of the book of Isaiah and read the first three scriptures there, and she began to cry. I said, Gloria, what's the matter, babe? Now listen, she said, those are the scriptures that I wrote down while we were still in Tulsa from Brother Robert's book, Don't Let Anyone Steal Your Dream.
Wow.
And the Lord said, you stay out of it. I didn't say a virtuous man builds his nest. You just tell her what you want in the place and stay away. That's what I did. And the day, listen now, I didn't mention it to any partners or anything. The day we poured the foundation, it was paid for. And we were getting things like, I'm sending an extra 100 for Gloria's house, whatever that means. And the man that did the architecture Mac Hammond's wife's twin sister, her husband was an architect and built large things, but he had another one employed that did residential. So he came, now listen to this, and there's all that graph paper. He said, this is the easiest I have ever done because it's all here. The Lord said, her dream took upon itself faith and had to be born. That's what I want you to get. Her dream took upon itself faith and it had to be born. Now, the first airplane in this ministry was a little 1959 Cessna Skylane, little fixed-gear airplane. And it wound up in Redding, California, belonging to our partners. I had preached there the week before, and he heard me. The tail number 2618G, 2618 Golf. Last year at my birthday, Pastor George called me and said, what if we had one of our first airplanes, we put it on a pole? I said, George, put an airplane on a pole. What's the matter with you? Well, he's just, you know, leading me on. I walked in there, and there were pictures of 2618 Golf. And John and Kelly were small. Our partners in Bill Johnson's church wound up with 2618 Golf. Several other owners had owned it. They had already stripped it to repaint it. He handed me the keys to it. Well, our guys took it apart and put it in a semi-trailer and brought it to our hangar. And they are restoring it right today. The engine has been overhauled, but it's not active, no fluids or anything in it. It found its way home. I traded it in on a Cessna 310 and forgot about it. So it winds up in Redding, California, in the hands of partners. I had lunch with him and he said, my mother never would fly with me. And he said, I walked in there one day and I said, Mother, one more time. Well, she said, okay, let's go. Now listen, what changed your mind? I heard Kenneth Copeland say, you're not afraid of flying, you're afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of dying, let's go fly. I am totally convinced that the angels of God saw to it that that 1959 Skyline found its way into the hands of partners. Yes. Yes. It had already been stripped. Yes. It's already ready to repaint. Mm. Yes. Wow. And it is in our hangar. And it is being restored as we speak.
Praise God.
And it's not going on a pole. I'm all flied. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. After all these years, the faithfulness of God, I'm telling you, the faithfulness of God. That little airplane was a milestone in this ministry, and it flew back home. Hallelujah. And it won't be all that very long till it'll be in the air again. And as a testimony to the living God. Well, we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now I say that the heir, long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of this world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Now, my granddaughter, Jenny, her name now is Jenny Papa Pistolu. She started an orphanage called Abba House. They don't have to have it translated. They're Greek. And when I married Jenny and Elias, I had to practice the name. Papa Pistolu. Amen. Amen. And she has two little boys. One was born in Greece. The other one was born in Dallas. And we're out of time. Glory to God. Are you having fun?
Yes.
Well, give the Lord praise. We'll be back in just a moment.
Prepare for your future in life and in ministry at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Learn the life and spiritual skills you need to develop faith, integrity, and excellence in every aspect of your life. Be intensely discipled alongside other like-minded believers and grow your community. Apply yourself practically to ministry through class electives designed to develop your gifts. Internships and mentoring opportunities provide you with a strong foundation for ministry or to continue your education. Get equipped for your calling, enter into your mission field confidently, and teach others to do the same. Graduate as an available voice to carry the legacy of faith into your life and ministry.
You're a voice of victory wherever you go. You are his representative in the earth, and you are authorized to use his name.
To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Apply today. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life. How are you bringing your request to God in prayer? When you became a believer, you were adopted into the family of God. As His child and co-heir with Christ, you have rights and privileges you didn't have before. Get the Take Your Place package, a CD set by Kenneth Copeland called Dare to Take Your Place, and his mini book, The Image of God in You, and learn how to live in the fullness of your identity as a believer. By divine covenant, you've been given everything Jesus has. His name, His spirit, His blood, His mind, and so much more. He says you are the righteousness of God in Christ, and that righteousness produces a life of peace and rest. When you take your proper position, you're able to take authority over the storms of life and not be shaken. Learn to pray in faith from your seat of victory. Abide in the scriptures, take your place, and be transformed. An image of God resides in every born-again believer. Be sure to request your free copy of Take Your Place package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This package includes Dare to Take Your Place CD series by Kenneth Copeland and The Image of God in You, available as a digital download. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Be with us again tomorrow. I know you're having as much fun as we are. And continue to learn and to look into the book. Praise God. Yes. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of the class here at KCBC reminding you again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.